Yo, what up, Street Talks? Eric Kim. All right, quick thoughts. So, who is Eric Kim? Right? So, hello, this is me, Eric Kim. I am born in 1988. Currently, as of this video, I'm 34 years old. I got a kid, got a beautiful wife. Korean American, born in the States, born in San Francisco Hospital. grew up in the Bay Area, went to school in LA, UCLA, Go Bruins, co-founded the UCLA Photo Club, my friends John Sun and Daniel Jung, and started my YouTube/blog in around 2010, and I've been having fun ever since. So, what is my personal modus operandi in life? To me, it's I'm driven by curiosity. I'm driven by fun. To me, life is best when you kind of have fun and you kind of experiment and you share these things with others. I think ultimately at the end of the day, I don't really care for myself or my well-being so far much, in so far much as it's a road to help empower other human beings. And you know, grew up pretty poor. I mean, essentially more or less single mom. You know, dad was addicted to gambling, and there was lots of times when I was a kid growing up, you know, my mom would tell me that we might be homeless next month because my dad just done gambled away the rent money. But anyways, so one of the upsides of that was growing up, I didn't really worry too much about money or poverty insofar much as, you know, like I never went hungry, right? Like I still, you know, I had a part-time job, you know, I bought myself cool clothes and sneakers and stuff like that. And, you know, whatever, but it was, you know, I'm lucky insofar much as that kind of instability empowered me in so far much as I realized that even if shit hits the fan, I'm probably going to be okay at the end of the day. And even now, I don't really care for money in so far much as to me, money is kind of my shield and armor that, you know, got two Lamborghinis in the bank, which means I do not need to be strong-armed into, you know, doing some sort of hateful work that I despise, and instead enjoying a beautiful view of Hadong, South Korea, and sharing my turbo thoughts with you. But anyways, so for me, life is all about collective thriving. I like the idea that the world is a big-ass place, right? And there's no real need for envy, jealousy, or competition, because I do believe that everyone could thrive collectively together. And any sort of notions of zero sum, like you thrive at my expense, to me it's total nonsense. And I think my ultimate supreme goal is to become even more elevated in terms of my thinking, my sharing, my turbo thinking, my creativity and art, etc. So effectively everything I do in life is primed and optimized towards hopefully benefiting you. So that's where asceticism in not Vietnamese, in ancient Greek, asceticos, asceticism, no, I'm sorry, I'm saying the wrong word, askesis, A-S-K-E-S-I-S, it kind of more meant like training and toughening up. Now we think about it like some sort of, you know, super pale, wimpy monk, you know, meditating in the woods somewhere. But actually my ideal is, it's a much more robust ideal. Like I like the idea of being a super buff Zen techno Spartan imagine like a King Leonidas from the movie 300 with an iPad is kind of a nice idea. Yeah, certainly being in the mountains currently right now is good for having more elevated, lofty thoughts. Also having an insanely fast Wi-Fi connection. Shout out to the Ole, O-L-L-E-H, which is hello spelled backwards, one of the telecom companies here. My mom don't even have the fastest internet connection. It's like so fast. I love it. It's like got a fire hose of Wi-Fi in my face, and I love the Wi-Fi bukkake. Shout out to my friend Bellamy Hunt, who and the bukkake film cases or Bukkuri, right? But anyways, so yeah, and I think it's kind of an interesting potential future for Korea being Korean American, because I mean, nowadays I think we could think of South Korea as essentially a new colony, a neo-colony of America. I mean, just look at the military presence, the war and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of Koreans bemoan the changing of Korean society and customs and stuff like that. But I think the best way to think about it is to just think to yourself, essentially Koreans are just becoming American. Like, Koreans now in Korea are effectively Americans who look Korean and speak Korean, right? And even if you think about the Korean language, so many new Korean words are essentially Konglishified, made into English words. So for example, like Koreans like to use the word concept, which is essentially a Korean way of saying concept. And the more and more I see it, the more and more Koreans are adopting English words. Like even if you watch the news, right? It says news, like the Konglishified version of that, right? And also, you know, Koreans, even here in Hadong, they all use Airbnb. You know, truth be told, they would prefer having an iPhone instead of a Samsung phone, no matter how expensive it is, you know. And I think what's going to happen in Korea, same thing kind of what happened in China, is, you know, much of Korean culture is based on these Confucian norms. Like Neo-Confucianism, which is New Confucianism, which is, I think it was Mencius who compiled a lot of the philosophies of Confucius and then turned it into more of a social order, kind of like quasi, like a secular religion, insofar much as people don't question it, right? So for example, filial piety, like having respect for your elders, even doesn't really matter if they're good or bad, whatever. And, you know, with China, mainland China, after the Mao Revolution, effectively the Chinese of today are essentially a new breed, they're a new race, they're something new. It's kind of, they're kind of a mixed mesh of communism meets consumerism, capitalism, producerism. Like, you know, and also the reason why I think for us, at least Americans, we don't need to worry about China is that, like, as long as mainland Chinese people like to buy iPhone Pros over Huawei or Xiaomi, America is gonna be just fine. Also, a lot of the wealth of China is built on production and exporting of American things. So in that sense, there is this kind of hybrid synthesis of America and China. Both kind of require each other. So for example, let's say tomorrow, you know, China and or America both close its borders to one another. All these factories which produce, you know, made in China goods. I mean, certainly there's still a market in China, but they don't have the spending power of Americans who somehow or another could always afford the next newest iPhone Pro and always keep upgrading the car. It's kind of ridiculous. But anyways, I think the reason why Korean Americans are the future is that, you know, apparently you can even use Uber here. I didn't even know that. I just, you know, Airbnb here. And if you think about a South Korean or a Korean, they still use won, South Korean won as their KRW, as their local currency. I think in the long term, they would probably prefer US dollars. Truth be told, also the problem is like in Korea, like around roughly 10,000 won, imagine like 10 bucks. Like you see the Kim Sejong bill, the green one, it's like a $10 bill, but now because of weakening Korean economy, the exchange rate is not as favorable. So a $10,000 note is like, maybe like $6.5, I guess. But anyways, in like Korea, you got like these stacks of like, there's so many zeros at the end and everything, it just kind of gets hard to count. I think it'd be easier if you just pegged it to the US dollar and just say, so like even whenever I'm talking to like Koreans, right? And then I'm just curious, I'm like, how much to rent, how much to buy a house, blah, blah. I always ask them to convert into US dollars because that's the currency that everyone in the world knows. So I think in the long, long run, the only viable monies is going to be probably the US dollar, USD, and probably Bitcoin. I mean, it looks like Jack Dorsey and the Lightning Crew are trying to figure out ways to make Bitcoin faster. Once they could find an effective technology to make Bitcoin faster than Visa, then Visa is going to have some big problems. Like, so having a Bitcoin Bitcard in the future, it kind of seems to make more sense. I think in the long run, any sort of financial intermediaries like Visa, etc., is probably going to fail because ultimately, even though merchants like the convenience of Visa, they don't like the 3%, 5% charge. If they could cut out the middleman, that would be quite a deal. But honestly, it probably won't happen for another like 25, 30 years. So my thought is just start hoarding your Bitcoins right now, and converting all your fiat into Bitcoin, because 40 years from now, you're probably going to be quite happy about your decision. But anyways, so, you know, financially independent, location independent, blah, blah. Nomad, digital nomad, photographer, whatever. I'm personally the most successful photography entrepreneur I know. And yeah, I think for me moving forward to kind of zen out, tech zen monk mode, and share my thoughts is my passion. Look at all these dottos. King Van Young. Totoya. Kianta. Okay. Van Young. Nigaseo. Okay. Okay. An Young. Nigaseo. Bye bye. Game, respect, game.